Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida.
Verse 15. I know
this
thy
week,
works.
We're continuing
remember,
our look at the book of Revelation.
He says
as we continue
to
our study
now,
through God's
I know
precious
works.
Word.
The
here's
first six
Pastor
churches,
Walt Lanier taking the Bible as
things.
It is to people
the church,
as they
is,
are.
The seventh church in Laodicea, there was nothing good that he could say, I know you. I know you. Again, I want to be redundant, but he knows you. He knows me. We may hide in our bedroom somewhere or in our living room and in the dark at night. And that's what, listen, I'll be straight with you. That's why I don't own a computer. I don't have Facebook, and I'm not, if you have it, God bless you. I don't have an Instagram. I don't have any of that because I know what it could do to me. You make it handle it. I know what it would do to me. It would take away from my study, from my, instead of getting this word, Latrice every once in a while would show me something on Facebook she has, and I'm not opposed to it. I'm just saying for me, it's like an alcoholic, you better stay away from alcohol. With this, I'm not an alcoholic. Don't misinterpret what I'm saying here. But what I'm saying, things like that, it would give my attention. She gave me something last night on Facebook, somebody she wanted me to look at reading, and I won't go in. It was Rebecca. They got a new house, Tabor, did you know there in Georgia? She was a beautiful home there in Doran. And we were setting a visit to go see Rebecca. I can't wait to see her new home and log home and all. And anyway, and lo and behold, that ain't all I looked at. Y'all know how Facebook is. All of a sudden I started scrolling. And I'm there about a half hour. She said, aren't you done with that yet? And I said, yeah, I started looking at other things. I said that I can't get on it because what it would do to me. So whether it's the preachers, whether it's you, he knows our works. You can hide in the corner somewhere, whether it's Facebook or people get in trouble with pornography. Preachers, it's at the tap of their finger. And if, but by the grace of God, there goes I. I'm saying, I got to stay away from it. So I don't go near it. Are you following? Y'all think I'm crazy, don't you? I know what it would do to a fellow. I've seen it in lives of people. And I know what it could do. So I just have to stay. I don't want that before me, that temptation of Latrice ain't around. I stay away from it. Now, I ain't bragging on me. I'm bragging on you. I just don't put that. I don't have it. I don't have access to that. And praise God for that. I know that works. Let me move on. And if what's the old saying? I haven't been reading your mail. But if that shoe fits, you wear it, you better watch it. It's destroyed many a good people, destroyed many good marriages because of that. I know thy works. We could preach on that a little while. Look at this. And thou art neither cold nor hot. And again, I won't, I touched on that and I got to move. They lost their vitality. They lost their usefulness, their vitality. They were indifferent. I say we at Westwood, but churches as individuals sometimes, we've lost our sense of urgency, our zeal is our loss of passion, our loss of zeal. We become comfortable Christians, not committed Christians. That's what happened at church of the Laodiceans. They become comfortable. Okay, let's move on. Well, they lost their vitality. They lost their values. Verse 17 and 18a, they lost their values. They're looking... Because thou sayest, notice the word thou sayest, you think you're rich. I'm rich. And now look, I'm increased with goods and have need of nothing. Man, I got it all. I got it made. Our bills are paid. We're paying the missionaries. We got money in the bank. The pastor's being paid. You ain't feeding him beans no more. Y'all can laugh. I'm just having fun with this, okay? And the church is being blessed. That's when you're in a danger zone. You're in real. You got to be very, 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 very careful. That's what happened. Church will ever see you. Thou say, you say this, not Lord. You say, I'm rich, I'm increased with goods, and have need of nothing. And then I have this underlined in my Bible, and knowest not. How many people today know not? They don't have a clue. They think they're happy serving the Lord. Anyway, they knows not that thou art wretched, and you know not that you're wretched, you're miserable, you're poor, you're blind, and you're naked. This is that church at Laodicea. Let me move on. Oh, I got to finish. Verse number 18, I counsel thee, to buy me gold tried in fire. And there's so much could be said here, but thou mayest be rich. Remember, they thought they were something. It was a center of clothing, center of medicine. They were wealthy. They had it made. And that thou mayest be rich in white raiment, that thou mayest be rich, to be clothed. Remember, there was a center of black wool. They were known for their clothes of black wool. But anyway, you need some white raiment. Thou mayest be clothed, that thou mayest be shed, that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thy eyes salve, that thou mayest see. And I was going to mention about the emperor's new clothes. You remember the story, Hans Christian Andersen, the emperor's new clothes as a kid? Y'all remember that? Where nobody could make him the right. And then finally, he couldn't be happy with anything. And finally, he went, you know the long story short, he went around through the street naked. And people were scared to tell the emperor that he didn't have clothes on. Remember that story? And then finally, some little boy out there laughing at him said, "You don't have any clothes on, what?" Because it was a magical, remember this golden thread? Anyway, that's how they were. They thought they were clothed, but the Lord said, "You're naked." All right, let's move on. "And as much as many as I love and rebuke and chasten," aren't you glad that we have an opportunity to repent? I have verses here, and time will allow it. Proverbs 13, 24, Proverbs 23, 13, and 14, so many other in Proverbs, and also in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, 6 and 8, "Who the Lord loveth, he chasteneth." If he doesn't chasten you, you don't belong to the Lord. Are you following? So he's talking about here, I love you, but I'm going to chasten you, and you're going to repent. Chasten, repent, and then verse number 20, we're going to close. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." This is often, always, most of the time, used as an evangelistic verse. They use this verse, go soul winning. Nothing wrong with if you use it winning somebody to the Lord, God bless you. But in context here, this is not talking about unbelievers. It's talking about believers. "I stand at the door," outside that door, symbolically, outside the door of the Church of the Laodicea, "and I'm knocking." That's the thought, not as an unbeliever, but believers. "And if any man hear my voice," inside that church at Laodicea, I love this, "and open the door, I will come in to him." You know, you can have a backslidden church and still have some righteous people in that church, and God will still be with him. "And I will sup with him." And I told you what that sup means. Literally, it's the last meal of the day, the favorite meal. You recline and take it easy. And by the way, you're in no hurry. Breakfast and lunch, most time we're in a hurry because we get back to work or whatever. At supper time, normally we're at home and we can relax. And that's what this means here, by the way. I'm going to sup with him. I'm going to spend time with you. Take my time with you. And often you hear about the evangelistic part of it, but no, it's really talking to churches, how churches have shut out Christ, the Christless church. And many of you are familiar with that famous painting of Holman Hunt, where he's standing at the door, knocking. If you'll notice in Holman Hunt's picture, that door, that there is no outside doorknob. And somebody, when he first painted that, told Holman Hunt he made a mistake. That he, in his painting, there's no doorknob on the outside. He said, "No, that's exactly right. Jesus is knocking for the person inside to let him in." Well, that's where a lot of churches are today. And I pray that our church will never, ever, ever be that church of the Laodiceans. I even thought about it this morning. Would it be the church of the Winter Haven Knights? What do you call people, Winter Haven? The Winter Haven Knights? Or the Westonians. God is good to our church. We got a great God. And may we ever, ever, ever be faithful to him. Our Father, we love you. We thank you for your word. Oh, for these examples of the seven churches. And our Father, we pray that this church and other churches like her will continue to be faithful, loving you and loving others, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Bless this morning worship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's get ready for worship.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.